What can you tell me about just like the Bristol Bay's weather this whole summer? It at least felt like it was really rainy, especially compared to the last two. Did you have any thoughts about that or any ideas on how that's been looking?
So for Bristol Bay, for June and the first part of July, certainly cloudier and wetter than the last couple. Another, I think, feature that's been important for folks fishing has been a lot of easterly wind this summer that's created some problems. Now, of course, it's not been all down. We had the warmest weather so far this summer, of course, this weekend. And looks like going forward here, it doesn't look too stormy. There will be some storms in the Bering Sea, but they're going to mostly fizzle out before they get to Bristol Bay. But all in all, it's been a fairly active summer weather-wise, not like 2019, certainly with all the hot, dry weather, nothing like that.
I've noticed that a lot of people have been concerned about like the water levels. Like I've gone out to the lake a couple of times and noticed that a lot of the creeks and a lot of the rivers are a lot higher than they generally would be around this time of year. Does that excess precipitation have anything to do with that? It seems like the water level that it is right now seems like what it should be back in June. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, with all the rain we've had, and also that it's been fairly frequent. It's not like, oh, we had a rainy 10 days in June that boosted the totals, but it's dried out. We haven't had any really prolonged periods of warm, dry weather, and that's helped to keep river and lake levels high.
Okay, and then what I've noticed, so I'm a photographer, so I think about like the clarity of just the atmosphere in general. Do you think like the extra amount of water that's in the atmosphere is kind of increasing the amount of like haze that's going on? Like, especially if I'm trying to photograph mountains, I notice that it's a lot hazier. It's a lot harder to see some of these grand views that a lot of people would see like hiking and kayaking. Do you think that haze is just water that's evaporating, or what do you think that's coming from?
Oh, that's a great question. And actually most of that haze is wildfire smoke from Siberia that has worked its way eastward. Most of Alaska has had various amounts of this Siberian wildfire smoke over the last couple of months. We have a lot of area burning in Siberia this summer, not dissimilar to last year, except it's farther east in Siberia, so closer to Alaska. So we are likely to see episodes of this Siberian smoke creating hazy conditions in our skies, probably until the snow flies.
Okay, and how does the smoke coming from Siberia compare with like smoke from some of the wildfires that are here in Alaska? Like I remember there's one in the northwest, there's the big one that was by the Chena Hot Springs. How's that? Does any of that get blown towards Bristol Bay at all?
So far this summer, probably very little wildfire smoke that originated in Alaska has made it into Bristol Bay. The main fires that are burning at this point are in the central and eastern interior, and we have not seen and probably are not going to see enough northeast winds at both surface and aloft to bring any of that smoke into Bristol Bay.
And that's all the questions I had. Yeah, thanks for talking to me and answering my call.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye.